I really don't want to get into folks responding directly to the financial situation right now. But I think every word of what Grace was saying is extraordinarily important for us to bear in mind at the forefront going into Sunday. But for purposes of setting the agenda, I just want to touch base with Janine. So, Janine, it looks like, and the document that I'm looking at is not updating as we're making changes, so just bear with me. But it sounds like we're going to remove, we have public comment one and public comment two, one right after the other, and then we have three and four, four is after the treasurer's report. So obviously, remove number five, public comment number two. And then are you able to make the adjustments, the rest of the adjustments that that Grace mentioned?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know why anyone can't, you can't see
it's
it
okay.
online. I mean, I've already made these changes, and
Okay.
it's, I was asked to put that up fairly quickly, so it's got a lot of leftover stuff in there. I just need to know what you want to keep. So right now I've got the one is called order and all the opening business, then two is the general manager report and discussion, three is public comment, four is director's report with both report and discussion. I'm sorry, that's four. Then five is PNB Committee of Inclusion report. I mean, it just goes through the same. Then six is public comment number two. And then we have the reports from committees, governance, finance, outreach, and fundraising. Then we have the treasurer's report, then discussion of PNB motion, then new business, and then I'm keeping the executive session in there as well, the additional agenda. And then LSB will convene an executive session to discuss personnel matter and then adjourn. So those, that's how I cleaned it up.
Okay.
And it stands right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I see it. It's excellent.
So, Grace.
Yes.
How long, sorry, I'm thinking, how long do you think we need to allocate for this discussion? And I would also like to get an understanding of, because I really value kind of like what we did on the earlier part of this call, which was a bit more of an open discussion, I'd like to know what is the best tool, like within Robert's rules, that we can facilitate a bit of an open discussion.
Chair,
Eric, to the stack, Michelle. I've been on the stack, Michelle. Eric.
Yes,
me
we're,
too.
We're still with.
I got a point of order.
Yes,
Michelle,
Warren.
Respectfully, Michelle. When I ask for the stack, and I assume this is true of everybody, it's because we have a relevant point we wish to make, and you can't just defer and
you
tell somebody that they're not recognized for a long period of time, because obviously I want to contribute something that is pertinent now. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence, your point of order?
Yeah, my point of order is, Chair, is that you're going ad nauseum with Grace. And she was pretty clear as to what she requested. And for these negotiations to keep going on while members are waiting to speak is not, I don't think it's in order. And I think it's unfair. And for Grace to provide her own perspective and for you to shut that down is prejudicial because as a director, I have a different perspective. So
okay.
That's my point of order, Chair. I hope I didn't
offend. I concur.
I'm not offended at all. And I'm also just, I know that several people mentioned that this agenda item would take a good amount of our time. And so I was hoping to sort of dispense with Grace's full opinion on her experience and then move on. So I'm trying to get an idea. So briefly, I'd like to hear an answer from Grace regarding how much time in her opinion, should be allocated for this discussion, and then having heard the opinions of the folks waiting on the stack, we'll go straight to the stack.
Okay,
Grace,
I'm
can you let me know how long you think we should spend talking on this?
I think 40 minutes And I think it can be done in a committee of the whole.
Thank you. We'll go to the SAC, which is Lawrence, Kim, and Eric. Lawrence?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And I agree with going into the committee of the whole. So I support that concept. And I think it's appropriate in Robert's Rules of Order for something like this to be taken into a committee of the whole. I just want to say to Alan B. That the PMB created a task force to deal with the union issues. And we're hoping to get the CBAs from each station in order for us to be able to negotiate. And Yale cannot negotiate a union contract in a vacuum. He has to be able to allow, because the PMB approves the contract, and so I think the IED needs to be involved as well. Because it's kind of biased for one GM of a local station to negotiate with the union on his own. Okay, and then the other thing is, and I'll bring this up on tomorrow, but I think the other thing is that as well as Grace giving her perspective and her report, which I find it to be very scary, but it does have reality in it. Again, I like to respect the fact that if we get the money, that we should look at negotiating.
You're breaking up, Lawrence.
Oh, you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better?
Repeat what you were saying.
Much better. Okay. So if we were to get the CARES Act money from the government, which would be I think $1.5 million, then we should look at negotiating with the union to see if we could obtain some temporary concessions in order to also add that to what's being proposed by the National Finance Committee. So that's where I'm at with that. And, you know, I hope that people will take that into consideration because, you know, I understand that, you know, we do have to make cuts somewhere. But I think concessions is a good idea to request from the union. Thank you, Chair.
Bella to the staff, please.
Thank you, Lawrence. And I will add Bella. Lawrence, being that you're a director and privy to the PMB situation, can you let me know if you think Grace's assessment of 40 minutes would be a proper amount of time, or do you have a different opinion?
Absolutely. I support that. 40 minutes
okay.
is an appropriate amount of time.
On the open agenda. Okay.
On the open committee of the whole.
Thank you very much. Okay, so it's Kim, Eric, and then Bella. Kim?
Yeah. Number one, I'm gonna be. I have a written report. I'm almost finished. So if I can send that to Janine and she can just append it to the agenda, because I could send it to everybody personally, but I don't have everybody's emails. I have 90%. So
we can append it. I think that's fine.
Yes. Fine. And I'll say whatever I have to in public comment. That's fine. If people want to ask questions, that's fine. I want to understand that I want you to understand that two motions came from the Finance Committee. Are those on the agenda? Because they should be. One of them is the matter of at the last LSB. A motion that came from the Finance Committee asking the GM to give us a fund drive chart for the fund drive that just passed and a plan for paying expenses for the rest of the year. He said he would do it. He hasn't done it. And the Finance Committee passed a motion saying, we're sending it to the LSB where you should handle this appropriately. This should go into your closed session meeting to handle appropriately. He was insubordinate. Once again, he's been insubordinate for months and months and months, if not years. You know, I mean, he said, I mean, the expenses have been going crazy for, you know, a year. And he just keeps saying, well, I can't fire anybody because I'd have to pay severance, and we don't have severance, so, you know, like, F you. And that's pretty much where it's been for about a year. So y'all need to deal with that. And I just want to say, you don't have good numbers. You can spend 40 minutes talking about this, but, you know, we finally, at the last meeting, went over the numbers with the, you know, the bookkeeper. You got bad numbers. You know, I think it's far worse than what's on the written page, far worse. And if you want to negotiate with the union, you have to send them the books. They're going to ask for your general ledger. So you need to, you know, and you know, that needs to be in a more accurate shape in order to persuade them of how bad things are. Because we're not getting the full story from the bookkeeper. I mean, that was clear to me. So those are two things that need to be done, and you have to figure out how to do that if you want to go through this process.
And Kim is correct. You have to open the books for the union. That's true.
But they have to be correct, and they're not.
I just want to confirm, you said there are two motions coming out of the Finance Committee.
Yes.
We have those via
email? I
sent them to
both you and Janine.
Okay.
I send them to both you and Janine after the Finance Committee. I can send them to you again.
No, that's okay. I'm sure I have it.
Okay, one of the motions in there is also about asking management for a budget by, you know, the next meeting, July. You can move that up, but those are numbers that management needs to give you. But I also asked for a full list of every employee who is on the payroll, whether in the union, on payroll, or getting paid in all of these line items. There are a whole bunch of people you don't know who are getting paid. And that's something you need, that list. So you can amend that motion from the Finance Committee to ask management for that list in, you know, like 5 days.
Thank you.
In order to really just, you know what to do. You know, I mean, there was one thing that he mentioned that they're paying for is they're paying for Christine's hotels. Wait, what? I had no idea that not only is somebody on union, and this was in public session, so it's not a secret. He said it. You know, I said, well, what's in this line item? Oh, well, we pay Christine's hotel bills. Like, really? Wow. We're not only is she in the union and a full employee, but we're paying her hotel bills? Like, what's up with that?
So no, she's not in the, excuse me, she's not in the union anymore. She
oh,
took
okay.
a buyout.
Sorry, you're right. She took a payout, but now she's management. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Either way, I wasn't aware that we pay hotel bills for management.
Yeah, right, absolutely. We didn't pay our hotel bills, but she's not
no,
covered
No, thank
by
you.
Any
and
time.
She's making, you know, comparatively, she's making
whatever,
opinion,
whatever.
Money to
I'm
pay her
saying,
own hotel bills.
There's a whole lot of stuff getting paid that if you knew, you would not be happy about. Nor should you be. I mean.
Thank you. I want to, frankly, you know, I'd love to really dive into that, but this isn't the forum. So I just want
to
make
I'm
sure
just saying,
that
to
Janine.
Have a real discussion. I'm not sure
yeah.
you can have it in 40 minutes at the LSB when you don't really know what all the numbers are yet. Okay.
And you're going to provide this. You're going to provide this as an appendix, right?
No, I'm not going through all the numbers because I don't know what they are yet. I only heard a bunch of really
the motion, flags. The motion, Kim.
The motions are in your inbox.
We have those. Yep. We have those already. So, Janine,
okay.
Just making sure that you've incorporated the two motions from the Finance Committee onto the agenda.
One is old business, and the other one is new business. Okay. One is old business.
Both new business. They're both new business.
One is from the month before you became chair, and one is the new one. You submitted
the first one a month ago.
No.
The Finance Committee passed both of them at the last meeting. The second one refers to what happened the month before, but it is
okay.
a new motion.
Okay. So these are both new business. These are both new business. New business is listed under item 10 as of right now, the version that I'm looking at. Is that right, Janine?
They're not new business.
No.
They go under
point
the
of
Finance
order.
Committee report. Finance
right.
Committee report.
Okay.
Those motions go should be actually on the agenda written out under
they
the Finance Committee
out.
Report.
Yes, exactly.
I understand. I'm looking, Kim, I don't know why it is, but I do not. I have an email that says KPFK Finance Meeting 610, but it does not have any motions in it.
No problem.
Is
I will send them to you. I will send them to you again. I'm looking for them right now.
Thank you.
I will send them to both you and Michelle in a couple of minutes.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And to confirm, is everyone in agreement that an appropriate place for these motions to live will be under the Finance Committee report?
Yes.
Okay.
Kim, could you send that to Fred too?
Sure.
It's in your agenda.
I'm sending it. I found it. No
it's
problem.
Okay. She's gonna send it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll send them to everybody who I think is on this call.
No,
what
do you, Kim, if you send it to me, I will forward it to the email thread with everybody on the committee.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that very quickly right now as soon as I get it.
Thank
okay,
you very much. Eric and then Bella.
Thank you, Michelle. The combination of the PNB resolution that I commend all concerned for passing or shepherding through the PNB, and Fred's overnight email, and my general impression of Angel's relative obliviousness to the magnitude of the crisis all contribute to my suggestion that we redefined the agenda item not as a discussion of the PNB motion that's too weak or even ramifications. I'd like it to be enforcement. So I would propose that we define that agenda item as the enforcement or enforcement options surrounding the PNB motion to make these 30% cuts. Because we have no assurance about the PPP funding. And, you know, we're, as I think Grace accurately says, pretty much at the wall here. You know, the entire foundation is run by an unpaid IED. And if worse came to worst, there'd be absolutely no doubt in my mind that we could find somebody to serve in an interim capacity to be a GM on a volunteer basis. So we do have, fortunately, an option, although there had to be procedural regularity associated with what we did in the with the Personnel Committee report about the GM. But, you know, we have recourse here. And, you know, we cannot allow ourselves to be in a position where the real estate of our station is sold out from under us. That's something that has to be avoided at all costs. So I'd like the discussion to be more pointed and it to be directed to enforcement of the PNB motion. Now, we may not have a critical role to play there or a dispositive role, but we can make recommendations and we can revisit what we did with respect to our confidential discussions a couple of weeks ago. So that's another scenario we might want to consider. I can't say more because I don't think we're all bound by complete confidentiality on this call. So, Grace, if you consider that a friendly amendment of your wording from ramifications or just discussion I also heard to enforcement, I'll defer to you if you think that's too strong. That's all for me.
Bella to the staff.
I can respond.
Please.
Yes, you can, yeah.
Pardon me? Michelle?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was saying, go ahead, Grace, and just hold Bella. You're next on the stack. So Grace will give a brief response, and then we'll go to Bella.
Do you say enforcement of? Is that it?
Yes. Yes,
yeah. I don't think that the LSB actually has the power to enforce it, but that word enforcement isn't exclusively meant to refer to the LSB alone. So I'm happy with that amendment to the agenda item.
Okay, so moved on my part.
Madam Chair?
Yep.
So that means that item number 9 will now read discussion of the enforcement of PNB motion. Is that what we're...
I can give you a final one.
Discussing the enforcement?
I believe that's what just transpired between Eric and Grace. Is that correct, Eric?
Madam Grace. Chair, I can give you the language.
Hang on, Bella, one second.
It should read PNB report on the motion from the PNB referencing KCFK's enforcement of expenditure cuts. That's all.
That doesn't sound
sound like exactly it.
Item. No. It's
Grace,
a,
go ahead.
It's a separate agenda item. The wording, Janine, that you stated is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you repeat?
It's agenda item number 9. Right now it's discussion of PNB motion, 40 minutes allocated.
Right,
and
so
it Janine,
would be changed. Yes, so sorry.
Go ahead.
Can I get on the stack somewhere?
Well, I've changed it to discussion of the enforcement of the PNB motion.
And you should
that
add to
good, yeah.
it on expense reductions, PNB motion on expense reductions, or on reduction of expenses, whichever you like better.
Maybe it should be discussion and enforcement. What do you think, Grace?
Discussion implementation?
Discussion of enforcement.
Of or and enforcement. Okay. Go for it.
Well, no.
Okay, so
Janine,
can you just say
implementation
real quick, before we get into too much of a back and forth, before we get into too much of a back and forth, Janine, what do you have for item 9?
It says discussion of enforcement of the PNB motion on expense reductions, and then I hear Michael saying implementation instead of enforcement. So don't know whether to switch.
Implementation is a nicer word.
Alan Beek on the stack, please.
Okay, so right now the stack is... Hang on, Bella. I'm not going
to
forget you.
I have to leave
We're still with Eric. And then it's Bella, Michael Novick, and then Alan. And then, yes, we are 5 minutes to 9, so it would be nice if we could finish. Or if we have a motion to extend, perhaps 10 minutes. Wonderful. Is there a second? Okay. Any objections? No objections to 9:10. Let's try to wrap it up in that time. Okay, so Eric, we said enforcement. Michael has recommended implementation. Do we have a preference? Doesn't really matter to me.
I prefer enforcement, personally. We need to show some teeth here. I mean, some seriousness of purpose. And implementation's too bland by my light. This is Eric.
Jay, I'm going to object to that. This is Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm going to object to that enforcement language. I think enforcement is too law and order type, and that's not what our foundation is about. So I will go with implementation, Eric.
Okay, well, Lawrence, you've changed my mind on the issue. Don't ever want to be associated with law enforcement, that's for sure. So do we want to take a vote, or are we okay with implementation?
I think we're okay.
Well, does anybody else? Grace, I'll defer to you.
Let's just accept implementation. It's fine. It's the discussion that's important, not the one word.
Okay.
How much time? We move on.
Okay. So thank you, Eric, for being conciliatory. And I think implementation is a great word that gets the job done. Bella, Michael, and then Alan. And then hopefully we can wrap up the agenda as we see fit. Go ahead, Bella.
Am I on? Okay.
You are.
Eric, I so appreciate enforcement. That is the language right up my alley. Michael, with implementation, Michael is a reconciliatory individual. I am about enforcement. Anyway, one reason why my minority report was not ratified is because people like to lose time. And this is where we are today. And if tomorrow we don't do the right thing, we will lose our foundation. It's not just losing KPFK. KPFK is a very, very, very significant symbol for Pacifica National. So Pacifica Foundation. If we lose our station, our building, and this is what the GM was referring to, he is willing to sacrifice the building at any cost. He speaks of a future tense always, that he's going to do this, he's going to do that, while Rome is burning. And that's our reality right now. This is what we're facing. So keep that abreast when you are making decisions and talking about these issues, is that we are in serious waters. But I wanted to say that as of 9 o'clock, I must depart, and that is a minute away. If we do the right thing, we wouldn't be here. And in 2014, I proposed a motion at the governance committee when I was a member, not just a member of the governance committee, as in many committees, not on the board. And my motion was to eliminate all strip programming. And whatever you do with this motion from the PNB, it will affect the strip programs. The strip programs are the programs that have been grandfathered to increase our personnel costs and everything else of KPFK. And if we do not look at this and deal with it straight on, we will continue and we may lose our building. So please bear in mind, this is all connected. And not negotiate and not renewing those contracts is paramount. It is paramount. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. And I imagine you're about to hop off the call, so thank you for joining us and for your contribution.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle. I'll stay here for another minute, but that's about it.
Okay.
I'll hang on.
Michael and then Alan. And then we'll close this stack, and we'll go back to affirming the agenda. Michael?
Yeah, I think that the strict programming issue is separate from the payroll, because the fact that people are on payroll does not mean they're entitled to a show. The previous management was able to change the schedule of what's on the air, without affecting people's employment. So I think that's something to think about. I think that cutting management is essential, and it has to be done immediately, because that's the simplest and easiest place to cut. Ditto consultants, and ditto some of the things that Kim pointed out about paying for people's hotel rooms. But I do want to say that there was a letter that was sent to everyone on the LSB and all five LSBs over the signature of the chair of the PNB and a number of people who are either on or going to be on the PNB Development Task Force, which was an appeal to raise funds immediately to deal with the CPB demand for repayment of money that's owed to it, to open up the possibility of regaining our right to license music on the air. So I want to make sure that everybody on this LSB got that letter and is planning to respond to it, which is both with donations and to identify people who could also be donors of substantial amounts of money in the next few days to meet that demand from the CPB. And I would like there to be time on the agenda for that to be discussed.
Hello?
So I don't know where it goes on the agenda, but I think it's critical that the LSB members actually demonstrate some capacity to increase the revenue side, as well as talk about cuts.
Michael, so can you just succinctly mention or reiterate what is it that you're asking to be put on the agenda?
The letter, I'm asking, did everybody receive that letter? Because it was supposed to be sent to all members of all five LSBs, a request for donations from the people on the LSB, and that each member of the LSB seek out at least two or three people who could make a substantial donation to cover the demand for repayment from the CPB.
I got it.
You know what we're talking about?
I received it, Michael.
Yeah, I got it, too.
I got it,
Michael.
Okay.
And,
so I got some time on the agenda to talk about that and to implement that piece as well.
So some sort of a discussion around how to ensure that the members do what is being asked?
Encourage.
Yeah, and to let people who are listening be aware that this is something that the LSBs are being asked to do and are trying to step up to do. And the reason for it, with the fact that we've basically lost our capacity to air music.
Michael,
okay, so
does it say discussion of letter of request for donations? Is there an official?
It should mention the LSB. It should mention the LSB.
Is it properly allocated under new business?
It could be.
Do we have any local committee reports on the agenda yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So
yes, item 7 is the reports from the committees.
So
I noticed
there,
no development
put
report.
Put it there as a report from the fundraising committee or the development task force.
Perfect.
It's Janine, does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
So that is after, so there'll be governance, finance, outreach, fundraising, and then?
It could be joint fundraising and the development task force, which you did vote to create, and the plan is to combine it with the PNB development task force.
The development task force is within the finance committee, correct?
No, there was a motion from fundraising to create it. It was adopted by the LSB, and the proposal is that we combine the proposed development task force with the PNB development task force. I can just report on that, and the letter is actually the first project of that effort.
Excellent letter, by the way. This is Eric. I commend the authors. Probably
Thank you.
Including you, Michael, I have a feeling.
It's unclear for Janine. Michael, can you give her the opening, please?
No, I just underneath fundraising, item D, under reports for committees, I'm just going to do number one, and then what is it? Do I want to say that it's the
Development
Task Force? Is it an update or just put Development Task Force?
That's fine. It calls it an update. That's fine. And I can explain it on the call. I will send you a copy of the letter. Since you're not on the LSP, you probably didn't get it. So.
Okay, so I have 40 minutes for the discussion of the PNB, implementation of the PNB motion, but I don't have any other times for the other items. There's usually 15 minutes for the call to order.
So, hang on, Janine, let's just, I want to dispense with the stack, which is now closed. So.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I want to let you know that we have to circle back to that.
This is Alan Beek, and I believe I'm still on the stack.
Correct. Michael, or Janine, are you clear on where Michael is asking for this to be included on the agenda?
Yes.
Fundraising. Yes, so we will move on, and we need to extend perhaps another 10 minutes.
Don't move, Eric.
Okie doke. I heard a couple of folks moving. So any objections? Okay, so new time to adjourn is 9:20. Mr. Beek, Alan, go ahead with your comments.
Yes. If we're going to survive, we're going to have to cut expenses. If we're going to cut expenses, we're going to have to cut the payroll. To cut the payroll, we must lay off or fire employees, and to do that, we must negotiate with the union. Lawrence Reyes has told us we no longer have the power to negotiate directly with the union.
That is not correct. He's out of order.
So, Alan, we do need to focus on...
I'm being interrupted. We need to find out who that national policy group is that can negotiate with the employees, because we need to work with them to get rid of as many employees at KPFK as we can. Could Lawrence give us some advice about who is on that committee and how we get to them and how we communicate with them?
Thank you, Mr. Beek. Lawrence, would you like to give a short reply?
Yeah, sure. So the people who are on the PNB task force that's going to deal with the negotiations, and not with the negotiations, but being able
hard to hear you.
You can't hear me again? I'm sorry.
That's better.
I hate this
iPhone.
That's better.
All right, thank you. So the members that are on the PNB committee to deal with union issues are myself, Dwayne Locke from Houston, KPFT, James Sagerton from WBAI, and Vanessa Ditson-Briggs from WPFW.
She's
not from the affiliates. Bella, please. I know. I mean,
no,
I'm crazy,
aren't you
not that
affiliate?
Crazy.
Bella, please.
No,
Lawrence has the floor.
Bella,
let's get through
please,
this part so we can finish the agenda.
I thought there were affiliates in there, too.
No, there are affiliates, but she's not from the... Please, chill. Okay. I lost my train of thought.
You were telling us who was on the committee.
Right, and that's going to be in conjunction with the IED. Okay, so that's...
conjunction with what?
It's in
Lydia.
Conjunction with the IED.
Lydia Brazon.
The IED.
Lydia Brazon.
Interim executive director, please. Let's reduce, no crosstalk.
Lawrence has the floor.
Chill.
Lawrence has the floor. He's responding to Alan. If Alan needs clarification, let Lawrence respond. We cannot do this crosstalk.
Okay, so the IED is Lydia Brazon, Alan, and she's going to be
part of the task force. One of the things
is?
That we're going to, Lydia Brazone, the IED,
okay.
is going to be part of the task force.
Yes.
One of the things
what IED
do,
is. Bella, please, we cannot interrupt.
Bella, what's wrong with you tonight? My goodness. Anyway, so I'm speaking loud so Alan can hear me. So the other thing is that we're looking to get employees' names of all five stations, as well as the people that work as consultants or contractors. Okay, so that's what's happening with that, Alan. Are you okay with that, Alan? Did you hear me?
Well, I want to know if there's anything the LSB can do to expedite that process.
Well, the PNB is already on it. The LSB could affirm it or something. You can always call me offline, Alan. I have your number. I could call you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alan.
All right. Thank you. Thank you to both Mr. Beek and Mr. Reyes. Let us circle back to Janine's point, which is we have to fill in the time for the agenda item and then address the executive session. So roll call and opening business and call to order, I think, is normally 10 minutes. The manager report and discussion, generally we allocate between 10 and 20 minutes for the report and 20 minutes for the discussion. I propose 30 minutes altogether. Does anybody have any issues with that?
I was going to say, we had to seat the new members.
I got an issue with Max.
Yeah, you hear Max, don't you? I'm trying to mute myself, but he just keeps barking. we got fireworks in the neighborhood. You're correct. I hear you, Paul. We have to seat the new members. Absolutely. That generally would come after the section one, the call to order, or does it go within the call to order opening business?
G, maybe.
It should go right after the call to order. Absolutely.
Okay, so item number two is to seat the new members, which is Lydia Ponce and Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Okay. So 5 minutes, right, to seat the new members?
Yeah, they can say
something. Okay. Janine, are you capture that adjustment?
Yes.
Okay. And then 30 minutes for the GM report and discussion. Public comment number one, 10 minutes. Director's report. Lawrence or Grace, director's report?
Yes.
Yes,
how
I
long?
Have a report and two other directors. Go ahead, Grace. How long?
No, I know. I'm asking you how long.
Well, my report? About 5 minutes, and if there's any questions. But that's it. I don't know how. I think Grace.
Maybe.
And then there's Paulina. And then there's Jan.
Yeah.
How about total, Grace?
Maybe 20 minutes total.
Sounds right to me. 20 minutes for the director's report.
That's groovy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Is there any way that we can return to reading the mission statement, the brief statement that Paul Roberson read some months ago? In our meetings, I think it's very important. This used to be customary that we read the mission of Pacifica at the start of our meetings because I think it's
Bella, you didn't get the floor to bring that up, and that's a diversion and an interference with the process.
So let's not start interrupting each other. You know what, Bella? Let's do a compromise for now. I agree with reading the mission statement, especially because we're seating new members. Can we include it in that portion?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it just takes but a minute, and it's wonderful for the new members to hear. And if they have any supporters attending the meeting, then those people will hear it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for the reminder. Okay, so PMB Committee of Inclusion report, recommendations on how long?
Chair, I'm on the committee, but Avilia Jones is she's taken over. Also, Paul Roberson is on the committee as well. So and Michael Novick. So I think Avilia may have a report. I know we did some stuff on geographics. I mean demographics. I'm sorry.
Okay, so 5 or 10 minutes or?
I think 5.
Paul? Paul, are you still on the call?
I was unmuted, yeah. I would say 5.
5, okay. Okay, 5 minutes for Committee of Inclusion, 10 minutes for public comment number 2. The reports from the 4 committees, including the 2 motions for finance. To me, 5 minutes for governance, outreach and fundraising, 5 minutes each, and then maybe 10 minutes for finance since there are 2 motions, or do we need longer?
I think 5 minutes is good, even 7 minutes.
If we did 5, 10, 5, and 5, that's 25 minutes in total for the reports from the committees.
Okay, then 5.
Okay, so 25 minutes for the reports from the committees, and that gives 10 minutes to finance to do the 2 motions.
Okay. By the way, I fully support Kim Kaufman's motion.
Thank you, Bella. 10 minutes for the treasurer's report.
I think
40 minutes.
I think it could be Fred? 5 minutes for the treasurer's. I think it could be 5 minutes. Yes.
Wonderful. I love it. 5 minutes for the treasurer's report, 40 minutes for the PMB motion on expense reductions. New business. Do we have any new business then?
We'll have to wait.
Okay. 5 minutes for new business.
At some point, we need to address the issue of Ian Masters and probably take that into a closed session. I don't know where you want
to
go.
So the agenda does have an executive session on it right now.
Yeah.
Yes. We're actually just getting to it. So 5 minutes for new business and then 30 minutes for executive session.
Okay.
And then we adjourn.
No, I think 30 minutes for executive session is sufficient. I am afraid. That's not reasonable.
Pretty optimistic.
If we have a disagreement here, we're gonna have to extend the call because it's 9:19.
So moved, Eric.
10 minutes.
Second.
Object.
Any objections?
Object.
Fred.
Is that Fred? Okay. So we can either, can we do 40 minutes for the executive session? Bear in mind, folks, that it's Father's Day and there are PMB committee meetings happening.
That's good. 40 minutes.
40, 4-0 for executive session.
That's
good. Yeah.
Okay, and the agenda will be simply to discuss the personnel matter at hand. Right, regarding Ian Masters and his comments regarding the governance of Pacifica.
Right.
Okay.
Can I have the floor for a brief comment?
I need to ask the secretary, Janine. Do you have a total time for this agenda? Have you been able to add it up?
I'm counting right now. Sorry.
That's okay.
45, 55.
Including 40 minutes closed session.
It's 2:05 with the executive session, which I wouldn't put on this agenda anyway. It would be its own separate agenda, but
does that includes the 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's 205 minutes.
205, so that's
Three and a half hours.
3.5 hours, okay. With the understanding that we will likely end up extending at least a little bit. Are folks okay with this agenda, or do we need to go into a vote on to whether to extend?
I think it's
Chair,
necessary.
This is Eric. I just wanted to make a brief comment based on past experience. When we've had a motion that you all recall that involved a popular member of our community, which is that there could have been, in fact, I would say it's almost likely to have public commenters who wish to be heard in support of Ian Masters, who may try to go on and on. I would just urge all of us to be mindful about the Father's Day and the need for strict enforcement of the duration of the public comments. I think we need to be very, very firm on that so that it doesn't get out of control and we get a black eye again for interminable
meetings.
Thank you. Meeting.
Thank you, Eric. I just want to point out that we are 2 minutes over our set time to adjourn. So we need to either extend or get off the call.
Move to extend three minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second it. I actually want to be put on
no.
second.
Okay. Any objections?
It's Max again.
It's my dog. Yep. Okay, so we have another 3 minutes, and so I don't think that, I mean, I could be wrong, but perhaps the personnel matter will not come up much in public comment because it's happening in executive session, but I could be wrong. So thank you for that reminder, Eric.
Yes, you could be wrong here.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Name the stack.
Janine, go ahead.
I was wondering if we could put a public comment after the discussion of implementation of the PNB motion on expense reductions.
We'll need a third public comment, yes, in order to fulfill
second,
the bylaws.
Second.
Okay. Go ahead, Janine, and insert it after the PNB motion discussion.
Perfect. Thank you, Janine.
Okay, so does anybody have any major burning desires about the agenda as it currently exists?
I think it's the best agenda.
Yeah, I have a point of personal privilege.
Is that Lauren?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm a dad. I have two. I have a girl and a boy. And I just want to say that, you know, I want to honor my mother, and I want to honor all the mothers for allowing us to be dads. So we wouldn't be here if there wasn't mothers. So that's it. Thank you for allowing me.
Thanks, Lauren. That's wonderful. I'm not a mom, but I'm a dog mom. So thank you.
We all start with a mom.
All right, y'all, we are coming up on that final extended time to adjourn. So if there's nothing else, I want to thank everyone for a really great discussion. Thank you for creating space for an open format in the beginning. I agree with Beth. I think it was valuable. And
I think so, too. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And you know what? I've been looking for a way to allow more of that, and I think perhaps the larger LSB is not necessarily the greatest format to try and do that, but it worked well here tonight. So I appreciate everyone's respect for each other, and wonderful that you could stay with us to the end of the call, Bella. And Janine is going to be sending out the formalized finished agenda with the appendices, and we'll go ahead and convene on Sunday.
Groovy.
All right, so formal time ending is 9:26, and we're adjourned.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
See you then.
Thank you, everybody.
It's not tomorrow. It's Sunday.
Sunday. Correct.
Right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And that's a Zoom. Sunday's a Zoom call?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Night, Alan.